Oh, that was supposed to be a two different.
Oh, yeah, if you're a heavy dude, though, that's hard to manage.
Call this meeting to order. This is the regular session of the mayor and council of the city of Bisbee, county of Cochise, and state of Arizona, to be held on Tuesday, July 3rd, 2018, at 7 p.m. in the Cochise County Board of Supervisors Hearing Room, 1415 Melody Lane, Bisbee, Building G, Bisbee, Arizona. Ms. Coronado, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Anna Klein.
Here.
Councilmember Joan Hanson.
Here.
Councilmember Frank Davis.
Here.
Mayor David M. Smith.
Here.
Councilmember Bill Higgins.
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Douglas Dunn.
Here.
Councilmember Gabe Lindstrom.
Here.
City staff, Robert Smith. City manager, Ashley Coronado. City clerk, Carrie Bagley, finance director. Albert Echave, police chief. George Castillo, fire chief. Aldo Arduño, city attorney.
Thank you, ma'am. For a moment of silence, I'd like us to reflect on the fact that tomorrow is a big day in Bisbee, but it's a huge day for the United States, and I'd like us to reflect on how lucky we are to be here. So if you would, a moment of silence with me. Thank you. Would you please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, without God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. For the mayor's announcements, I would ask there he is, our fire chief, Chief Castillo, and Trish Temby and Leonard Temby, to please come up to the front.
One of the things I'd like to bring to the council and the folks in the audience attention here is before us here is, you know, you see some of the new equipment that has been acquired through the Firehouse Sub Grant. The department is now taking delivery on the equipment, which this represents the Swiftwater Rescue equipment, which would allow the firefighters to properly go into the areas such as Brewery Gulch during monsoon rain event, and possibly rescue an individual that could be trapped within the floodwaters. We also received rope rescue equipment for high angle rescue, which will allow the individuals to go over the side of a mountain, automobile accident, as it would go maybe over the highway, maybe possibly down in the pit, where they would have to extricate somebody either off a mountainside or down a deep ravine or possibly in the Lavender Pit. And this just represents about $5,000 worth of rope rescue equipment that we've got from Firehouse Subs. I'd like to thank Ashley Coronado for assisting in the grant writing process. This has been a collective endeavor by not only the chief, but the members of the city council, the mayor, and staff. And in the last 5 years, we have been successful as a cooperative and collaborative effort to provide grant funding through various sources to provide a new ambulance for the department, a new fire engine, and much needed equipment to the tune of approximately $500,000. And this is a direct result to outsourcing and actively looking for grants that are out there within the outside sources to assist the budgetary constraints that this community faces. In closing, my family spent 30 years in this former mining community, working in the mines, going to school, living and raising a family for 30 years. They left here over 100 years ago, and my mission and my life's work is to pay homage to my family's ancestry within this community. And as long as I'm standing on this earth, I will continue to support this fire department and this community. Thank you very much.
Thanks again, Leonard and Trish. Moving on to call to the public, Jeff Reap. Yes, sir. Please come up, sir. Welcome.
Thank you.
You just need to state your name for the record.
Jeff Reig, American Legion and VFW. Here we submitted a request for an extension of the liquor license at the VFW, so I'm the representative for any questions for that. Reason for it is we're having an anniversary party that's open to the public. On 4 August at the VFW, it's starting off in the morning with a motorcycle run, and it's open to the public. Vehicles are welcome, and we'll have a barbecue and a live band there from 4:30 until 8:30 in the evening. So anybody's, we'll throw some flyers up and put some stuff out in the newspapers, but pass it along, please. And we're trying to reinvigorate the American Legion and the VFW here collectively to help the community. So.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. And that will be on the next order of business. If there's any questions, then we can ask you, sir. Thank you. Joni Giacomino, I assume, call to the public.
I'm coming to call to the public in regards to, I believe it's number 7 on your agenda, and it has to do with the wastewater plant and hiring an outside source at $120,000. My question, I guess, is why so much for the limited amount of time, and did you guys bother to go and talk to Douglas Wastewater or Benson's Wastewater or Sierra Vista's wastewater plant to see if they could actually help you? I'm also curious as to where the $120,000 is going to come from. Is that going to come from that depreciation fund that Ms. Klein had at one time asked about, because there was never a set amount of money that was really determined? Because your budget's already done, and now you have $120,000 that wasn't necessarily budgeted in. So this is my question.
Thank you, ma'am. Ms. Poling, call to the public.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. My name is Donna Poling. I live in Bisbee. I have actually two comments. One is on the accounts payable for this month, and there's a $2,738 water bill for Houghton Park, and I'm hoping that somebody will talk about that during the accounts payable. Also, I wanted to bring to the council's attention that there was a, they are paying for the feasibility city for the Science Center for Gallagher and Associates for $5,550. I had brought this up at the Ward 1 meeting, that I think it might be helpful for the public if there these special amounts that are paid in accounts payable were actually presented by either the city manager or the finance director. It might help the public be more aware of some of the expenses that are already being paid that have been agreed to on previous agendas, just keeping the public informed. The second thing that I'd like to bring to your attention is the personnel policy regarding administrative leave. Section 6-1 talks about the disciplinary actions for employees out of the personnel manual. And there are, there's A, B, C, D, E, F, and G for disciplinary actions. The first being verbal reprimand, B is written reprimand, and C is administrative leave. Under administrative leave, it says that administrative leave is not a disciplinary action, but it may lead to such action. It allows the employee to be placed on leave with pay to permit further investigation into matters that may lead to a possible disciplinary action. During administrative leave, the employee is considered to be on full duty, eligible for benefits, and I see my time is up. But my question is, why are these employees still on administrative leave, and will they, there are three employees, and when is the investigation going to be completed? Thank you.
Eric Varner. Welcome, sir.
Eric Varner and Warren, Mr. Mayor, Council, Mr. Lindstrom. About 4 years ago, one of the most incredible productive, enlightening political debates that I ever had the privilege of going to was for the JP1. That was Mr. Ambrose and Jason Lindstrom. It was a privilege to be there, and I see that as a model of the way that debates in public bodies, you know, should go. And it was almost like I've been spoiled by having seen something like that and have experienced something like that, and to have an expectation that something like that maybe should take place in all kinds of forums. So you have a debate, an enlightening debate in a forum like that, and then you have social media and Facebook. And that is a cesspool. That is a swamp. And it's something being, you know, dragged into, you know, debates like that, you know, against my will. I do have opinions about what occurs in this community. I do have opinions about what occurs, you know, in our community, in our government. I'm a taxpayer. I'm a contributing member. This is as much my government as it is anyone else's. My purpose in being here today is to see for myself, face to face, in person, am I right or am I wrong that we are, in fact, being divided into teams and being forced, you know, forced to choose sides based on personalities? You know, that shouldn't happen. It needs to stop. I'm angry by it. And I can tell you, you know, Mr. Lindstrom, that if you have even a tenth of the character and intelligence of your brother, you are an incredible asset, you know, to this board. I ask you to rise to that challenge, because I think that you are an asset like everybody else is on this board. You are participating your time, and I appreciate that you do that. And I want to see what you have to offer on the positive side and not the negative. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. If you feel that that was a personal attack, you are allowed to make a quick response. Yes, sir.
I do feel it's a personal attack, just for the record. Yeah. In public, kind of a defamation of character.
As I'm reading this, that's all the call to the public. We have speakers on other specific topics. accounts payable.
I move that we pay accounts payable in the amount of $120,458.78.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
I second that.
Thank you. Questions?
I've got a couple.
Yes, of course.
On page one, there is a thing for the local first in $1,000. I thought that was just a one-time thing.
Ms. Bagley, do you have the answer to what that's about? Will there be a couple, Ms. Klein, for her to... Ms. Bagley, would you mind grabbing your papers and come on up to the... Thank you, ma'am.
The invoice from Local First Arizona Foundation just says Bisbee Consulting, $1,000. Date, June 11th. There isn't any other information on here. So I would have to pull up that account code and see how much we paid them overall and if that was part of the total amount we were going to pay. So I don't have that.
Right. I don't know for a fact, but it's just my understanding, Ms. Klein, that there was a set amount and that it was put out into payments, but I may be wrong.
I can...
Anything from the city manager on that?
No, we trust the finance staff to track our expenditures and track the invoicing to ensure that we're fulfilling our agreements in a timely fashion. I don't review the thousands of transactions that we undertake every couple of weeks. But we would be happy with whatever questions council has to answer those questions. It may be more efficient for us if it's possible to get those questions in advance so we could have the report here for you at your meeting and share that information with the entire council. We aren't going to have details like that with us here in the room at every meeting, and so we can get back to council on the details of this, but we may not be able to produce it on the fly in the meeting.
So that will be found out, and we will let you know.
Okay.
And
then on page 7, there is a thing for Vista Service Station main fuel dispenser repair. Is that for the diesel pumps at the garage, or what's that for?
Yes, the Vista maintenance payment was for the repair of the diesel pumps at the garage.
Okay, so now we can...
As soon as it got fixed, I called everyone I could remember who I was supposed to call to let them know. The Lindens are a little sad about it, but
okay. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Wallace.
And then on page 12, we have a message board rental for Quail Construction for $680.
Yes, the Public Works Director requested that we supply the message boards for the Bisbee Road project, just to kind of put the entire schedule up there so people knew.
Wasn't that kind of stuff included in that $500,000?
There is traffic control. This was something additional that the Public Works Director believed that we needed.
The traffic control involved, as we found out, the cones, placing the cones, picking them up twice a day, and so forth. That was the 20, 21, almost $21,000.
Yes, they did dynamic traffic control because the project moved.
Right.
But this was an additional cost that the Public Works Director decided we needed.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, I just would indicate, I do believe that the $5,500 payment having to do with the grant was a pass-through. I believe that we had received funding from our partners, and because it's the city that's sponsoring it, it was a check back out. It was a pass-through. I believe if we can go back and check in the income, and it will show that. Not necessarily at the same at the same time. I believe that was already provided to us in the past. Anything else?
Page 14, there's a $8,000 charge.
For?
Fixed pump clean test. I only question because it's over the $5,000.
This was actually approved long time ago. Okay. It's just they finally billed us. We have some lag right now, too, on our invoicing with some people who aren't here. I'm trying to catch up on the invoicing as quick as I can.
Okay.
Yep. Anything else, sir? Council? All right, we have a motion. We have a second. Those in favor of paying accounts payable, signify by stating aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion carried unanimously. Approval of the consent agenda, items A through C, I believe. Approval of item A, approval of the appointment of Deborah Crow to the Parks and Recreation Committee. B, approval of the park facility and right-of-way use permit for the use of a portion of Ruby Street for the Rock Our Schools fundraiser on Saturday, August 4th, 2018, from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m., Bisbee Unified School District applicant. C, approval of an application for an extension of premises patio permit submitted by the American Legion for an event to be held at 1326 West Highway 92, Bisbee, Arizona, on Saturday, August 4th, 2018. Frank Martinez, Jr., applicant. Council, do we need any of these items pulled for further discussion? Hearing none, I'd entertain a motion.
I move that we approve the consent agenda items A through C.
Thank you. Second. Thank you. We have a motion. We have a second. Those in favor of approving the consent agenda A through C, please signify by stating aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carried unanimously. Having no old business, we're moving to new business. Item number three, discussion of possible approval of a contract with Fireworks Production of Arizona for the 4th of July fireworks. George Castillo, Fire Chief. Chief Castillo, thank you.
Good evening, Mayor, Council. We're asking you guys to approve a contract with Fireworks Production of Arizona for the fireworks display for July 4th, 2018. The city amount we're asking from city is a sum of $3,500. Our fire unions also kicked in $2,000 in Freeport. According to this contract, total show display is $5,500, but it's actually $6,500 now because we got an extra $1,000 donation in. So we're just requesting you approve
this. Freeport kicked in $3,000, correct?
Well, $3,000, correct, yes.
And $3,500 comes from the council's budget?
Correct.
Correct, okay.
The, our union fronted that money for Freeport.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. I didn't mean to misstate that.
Right.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, okay. The information I have from Freeport when I discussed it with them is that it'd be a total of $5,000, $3,000 for fireworks, $1,000 for Thanksgiving, $1,000 for Christmas. So please get a hold of me so that we can follow up on that.
Okay.
Because that is not the understanding that I had, or I wouldn't have brought it up.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Any questions of the chief? You're ready to go?
We're ready to go.
You're guaranteeing no rain?
What's that?
No rain, chief?
No rain.
Did you look outside, chief?
It's all
going to
be today.
All right.
I had a conversation with the man upstairs. It's not
yeah. All right, sir, do we have a motion?
I move to approve the contract with Fireworks Production in Arizona for the 4th of July fireworks.
Thank you.
I'll second that.
We have a motion. We have a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, Ms. Coronado, please.
Councilmember Klein?
Aye.
Councilmember Hansen?
Aye.
Councilmember Davis?
Aye.
Councilmember Higgins?
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Dunn?
Aye.
Councilmember Lindstrom?
Aye.
Mayor Smith?
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Chief.
Thank you, and enjoy the show tomorrow.
Item number 4, discussion of possible approval of a contract with Paid in Full for debt collection services. Ms. Bagley?
Good evening, Mayor and Council. This is a contract for debt collection services for delinquent sewer and garbage, mostly, with Paid in Full out of Phoenix. We received 5 proposals. All of them came in very similar as far as their commission rates and their collection rates, so we had to base it on the other information they provided, and this company seemed the best fit for Bisbee.
Thank you. One of those was a Sierra Vista company. Okay.
Correct.
Thank you, ma'am. Questions of Ms. Bagley? All right. Thank you, ma'am. Okay.
Why aren't we doing this in-house?
The debt collection agencies, they're able to, they have software and they send out multiple letters and then they go to phone calls and then they can turn people into the credit agencies. We just don't have that kind of time or manpower to collect on the 1,000 or so delinquent accounts.
So right now in delinquent accounts, what are we looking at?
Total amount of delinquent. I think we have a 90-day past due of over $1 million.
And what?
I don't have the exact number, but I can get that.
Okay. And so then their cut is what?
They take a percentage of what they collect. So it depends on how many days past due it is, it starts at 12% and goes somewhere like to about 16%.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions, Ms. Bagley? Thank you, Ms. Bagley. Ms. Pulling, you wish to be heard?
Thank you, Mayor. I'll be up for item number 7, too, just to let you
yes,
know.
Yes, ma'am.
So according to what I read in the packet, the Paid in Full percentages that were listed is anything that's over 31 to 120 days is 19%, and it goes up from there. Anything over 2.5 years is 40%. So that's what I read in the packet. Maybe I was misinformed. But the other percentages that were offered by the other companies averaged, one was 12%, and there was a 16.5% in the Sierra Collections, and a 15% from a company called Valley. So my question is, why are we looking at the most highest percentage bid that was offered? And I also have the question that, thank you, Ms. Klein, that was asked, why are we not looking into doing a collection in-house? I know that when Dee Flanagan was city manager or finance director, there was collections that were performed by a part-time employee, and letters were sent out, payment arrangements were made. That is local first.
That keeps our money in Bisbee. And I'm hoping that the council will really consider taking seriously the local first pledge by looking at a local company, at least in Sierra Vista, for this very expensive contract. The other thing that I wanted to mention was that it was my understanding that the ambulance, the $2 million outstanding in ambulance fees was already being collected by Southwest Ambulance Billing Collection Agency. Did we not engage in a contract with them for collection?
They're a billing service, ma'am, not a collection.
Not
agency.
Collecting, just billing.
Yes,
oh,
ma'am.
I thought that you, when you were pitching that, Mayor, that you were pitching on how wonderful they were at their return on their collections.
Yes, their billing was superior. That is correct.
Okay. Thanks.
Council, questions?
Can I just clarify a few things here? One of the reasons that we went with the paid in full is that their collection rate successful is 28%, which was higher than any of the other ones, first of all. Secondly, the other rates range from, and you're right, some of them were a lot lower. One was 12% to 15%, but the collection rate was 8 to 10% success. So you want to go with a company that's going to have more success. And the fact that it is 40% for the 731 days, what are we collecting now? Absolutely nothing. So, you know, I would like to have 60% of a collection than absolutely nothing.
Any other comments?
I guess the question would be, why are we collecting nothing? I mean, up to this point,
because
why
nobody, are we, they're not paying.
Because we're not a collection agency. We don't turn into credit reporting, et cetera.
And we don't have the manpower to do that in-house. And this has been going on for years. This isn't just something that's new. Collections have been going on for years, and they haven't been collected. So you're trying to take a proactive stance and get a collection of at least something.
Do we pay anything if they don't collect?
No. Nope. We get a percent of whatever's collected.
Mr. Smith.
Mayor, Council, thank you. It may be helpful really quick for us to have a really quick review on how our billing works. Staff does engage in collections activity through repeated billings and past due notices. And so we do follow through and try to get people to pay their bills, and now we have a process where we actually terminate services. But the people who provide this service are the people who are going after users whose services may have been cut off, or we have already approached writing off their debt because it's been impossible for us to collect. So these are the folks, this contract is to deal with the most intractable users that have amassed balances and just are totally unresponsive to staff efforts.
Thank you, sir.
I guess one more question.
Yes, sir.
I mean, if we have these bills that are piling up for all these years, at some point, people that aren't paying, wouldn't we just stop it?
Stop.
You'll have to ask somebody.
I'm saying, wouldn't we just, because they say we're just accumulating all these bills, but at some point, you know, got to say, you know, I want to stop your service. I mean, has that ever been an option?
Well, it is an option on sewer. It isn't so much on trash, and it certainly isn't on uncollected ambulance bills.
Are we doing ambulance? Talking about ambulance? Not doing ambulance bills right now, are we? In the sewer.
No, this will be ambulance. This will be collections on all of our outstanding debts.
And if I can chime in.
Yes, ma'am.
I remember when we were working on the amnesty ordinance, one of the things that I learned is that historically, for whatever reason, I think it was because city management at the time and council at the time really didn't want to disenfranchise citizens. They didn't want to cut off people's sewer. They just didn't want to have to go that route. And unfortunately, failing to collect bills has put the city in the position it's in now. But I really think it was council and management's position that they didn't want to disenfranchise citizens. But as a result of that, this is where we find ourselves.
Yes, thank you. Also, the failure to collect bills is a signal to everybody that they don't have to pay. Thank you. Anything else? Any council? I'd entertain a motion.
I move to approve the contract with Paid in Full Incorporated for debt collection services.
I second.
Ms. Coronado, please.
Councilmember Klein?
Nay.
Councilmember Hansen?
Aye.
Councilmember Davis?
Aye.
Councilmember Higgins?
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Dunn?
Aye.
Councilmember Lindstrom?
Aye.
Mayor Smith?
Aye. Motion passes 6-1. Item number 5, discussion of possible approval of a contract for publishing services / official newspaper of record with the Bisbee Observer. Ms. Coronado. Welcome to this side of the room, Ms. Coronado.
I don't get a visit over here very often. Before you tonight is a contract with the Bisbee Observer for our newspaper of record. We went out to bid. It was posted for 14 days, and they came back as the only person bidding. So I think their bid price was $3.25 per column, and this will get us through the next year.
And they were the sole bidder?
They were the sole bidder.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Any questions of Ms. Coronado? Hearing none. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Hurry to the other side of the room. All right. Do we have a motion, Council?
I move to approve the contract for publishing services, official newspaper record. I second.
We have a motion. We have a second. Thank you. Ms. Coronado? Would you please call
Klein.
The roll? Thank you, ma'am.
Aye.
Councilmember Hansen?
Aye.
Councilmember Davis?
Aye.
Councilmember Higgins?
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Dunn?
Aye.
Councilmember Lindstrom?
Aye.
Mayor Smith?
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Item number 7. I'm sorry, 6. Easy. You guys are jumping awful fast. Item number 6. Discussion of possible approval of a contract amendment with Delta Dental for employee dental benefit. I assume that Mr. Smith's going to speak to this.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. HR Director Duchon is on vacation this week. We have a minor policy adjustment for the new budget year. I believe it's a difference in about $1 per person. And this is what we're given by the company in terms of increased costs for the next year.
How did that fit with the budget?
I believe this was anticipated in the budget. Yeah.
I believe so. That's why I was mentioning it. Okay. Questions, Council? Yes, ma'am?
And you said the increase was only $1 per person?
I believe that's what the increase was.
Per pay.
Right.
Yeah.
For employee only.
Yeah, for the employee only portion, it was about $1. And $4 for family coverage.
Further questions, Council? Hearing none, do I have a motion?
I move to approve the amendment to the Delta Dental contract.
We have a motion, we have a second. And Ms. Coronado, you're busy today.
Councilmember Klein?
Aye.
Councilmember Hansen?
Aye.
Councilmember Davis?
Aye.
Councilmember Higgins?
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Dunn?
Aye.
Councilmember Lindstrom?
Aye.
Mayor Smith?
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Item number 7, discussion and possible approval of a professional services agreement between the City of Bisbee and Jim Doyle for wastewater operator grade 4 services. Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. We are in need of a graded operator, at least grade three or better, to cover the operation of our plant for a short period of time while we conclude our investigation into allegations made about the operation of the plant. We've had, in very short order, ADEQ as well as ADHS and Pima County's Wastewater Reclamation Department come review our plant operation. We're currently waiting on feedback from those organizations to help us with conclusions in the investigation. Between now and, I want to say, within 2 to 3 weeks, we'll have a finalized report with complete feedback from the agencies. We need to have someone sit and cover our plant with their credential. I did reach out to a contractor here in the area, and after our review with Pima County's leadership, their Tres Rios plant operator offered to cover our plant. After looking at pricing and thinking about professional abilities and fit, I believe Jim Doyle from the Pima County Reclamation Department is the best fit for what it is that we need at the moment. There are elements of information within the investigation that would lead me to choose an operator from outside of our immediate area. And so I think it's better all around that we secure the services from Pima County. Jim's been an employee of Pima County since 1977, and he currently is the plant manager of their Tres Rios plant. I believe it's in excess of 50 million gallons a day. He's a grade four operator, and he's agreed to provide input and consulting services to us as we get through this. Anything from current operational procedures to minor modifications to the plant, to documentation and protocols. We're having him look at those things while he's also working for us at the plant.
And he is bringing his license with him.
Yes, sir.
So that we are under the required licensing by ADEQ. And I just wanted to bring up there, this is something that had to be done right away in order to get an operator out there. It's nothing that an RFP and RFQ could be put out for because of the timing of some, between notice and so forth, some 6 weeks down the road.
Yes, sir. We're required to have an operator of record with the appropriate credentials, and ADEQ was very supportive in helping us figure out how to go about getting someone. I would say that this agreement's limited to a part-time temporary position, which can go no longer than 19 weeks, and we've capped the per-week expenditure at $2,500. I expect average weeks to be in the $2,100 category. And I would hope that we wouldn't run this agreement more than 10 weeks at maximum while we're figuring out what we're going to do and how we're going to move forward.
Thank you. And if I could, I don't want to tread into personnel matters, but you did say something I wanted to clarify. You indicated that you were expecting ADEQ, ADHS, and so forth to have their findings back within a two-week period.
Yes, sir.
And based on that, then the whatever action will or will not be taken regarding employment takes place at that time, not 10 weeks down the road.
Yes, sir. There's two tracks here. One is a regulatory track where we're examining our performance and compliance with the state and the federal law. There's also an internal HR performance track where we're looking at the performance of our employees. And we really need to reach a conclusion on the regulatory side before we wade into HR and performance matters. We do anticipate the expenses for this to come out of contractual services within the wastewater budget. We believe that we have more than enough in there to cover it.
Thank you, sir. Ms. Pulling, you asked to speak to this.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. I would just like to finish reading the paragraph on administrative leave that I wasn't able to finish before. An employee may be placed on administrative leave if the department head, who is also on administrative leave in this case, with the concurrence of the city manager, determines that the employee's presence at the work site would hinder any investigation, or that the employee's presence would be detrimental to the public interest or to the continued efficient operation of the city. So I would like to express some questions that I have heard from other citizens regarding the amount that we are paying for Mr. Doyle, in that it's including $100 an hour travel time from Tucson. So that's 2 hours each way, $400, in addition to his 3 hours of work for 3 days a week. That would may not exceed $1,200 per week. So in relation to the fact that we have employees that are under investigation that may take up to 10 weeks to finish the investigation, and that
that's,
these...
If I might, that's not what was said. That's why it was brought up that after ADEQ and after ADHS provides the information within 2 weeks, it's believed that whatever action is taken will be taken. That's 2 weeks, not 10.
I'm sorry, then could you explain to me what the 10 weeks was about?
Excuse me, Mayor, Council. Yes. After we finish the investigation on the regulatory side, we'll embark on a process to deal with whatever performance issues need to be dealt with on the HR side. We anticipate that would take maybe a week, maybe 10 days. There'll be a period of time where we will need to solicit, if it's necessary, for graded operator of the plant, or embark on a request for proposals for a contractual service at the plant. So it may be that the regulatory investigation and the HR action eclipse about a month. We still will have time that we need to procure a graded operator for the plant permanently, either through a service or as an employee, if the findings of the investigation and the HR action result in some sort of termination or vacancy.
And that could be up to 10 weeks?
It could be.
Okay. I was pretty sure I heard 10 weeks in there somewhere. So thank you for your clarification on that. So thank you. I see I'm out of
well,
time.
We took part of your time, Ms. Pulling, so you can ask your next question.
There are other certified grade 4 or grade 3 people that have offered their services, and you are still under the belief that this is something that should be brought in from the Pima County area and incurring this expense. And the contract states that there will be plant configuration, repair, operation, and maintenance consultation, necessary equipment for compliant operation consultation, necessary process, procedure, operation, reporting, coordination changes, consultation. So you're actually hiring a consultant for upgrading the plant then, in addition to just overseeing the day-to-day operations that that are required by ADEQ.
Mayor, if I may. Please. We, in recognition of Mr. Doyle's experience and his standing within the wastewater community here in Arizona, we'd like to take full advantage of his skills and abilities. And so while he is at our plant overseeing the operation of it, We'd like to gather feedback from him on any things that might stand improving at the plant. And so if he offers that information while he is under the confines of this contract, capped at $2,500 a week, we certainly would benefit from that information.
Thank you.
Ms. Conroy asked to speak on item number 7. Ms. Conroy?
Hi, Mayor and Council and public and everyone.
State your name for the record.
Cynthia Conroy.
Thank you.
And it's my understanding, so I want a clarification in case I come back and for Ms. Pulling's benefit. If we're speaking call to public, I know there's a strict 3-minute limit. However, if we're discussing and dialoguing on a specific issue, it's my understanding, and you did extend time to Ms. Pulling, but it's my understanding that a person can take longer than 3 minutes.
That's not correct, ma'am.
That's not correct?
No, ma'am.
Written somewhere in...
Oh, yes, it is, the city charter.
Okay. So, okay, I'll check that out. So, there goes 35 seconds. All right, so... Really, specifically, item number 7 is kind of like something that reminds me that people, all of us, want to give their government, and in this case their city, the benefit of the doubt until citizens doubt the benefit. And so there appears to have been a lot of controversy for the last year, or maybe less, about a lot of things that impact people's perceptions of how the local government is serving the interests and perceptions of the city. And this sewer plant, it's my understanding from things I've read and without having the time to get the in-depth investigation that some people have, but I did read the latest ADEQ report. And one of the things that it struck me was that there was nothing wrong with the plant. I mean, I read it in the paper as well. It's like, yeah, we know there were some reporting problems back in October and November of 2017. And we know there might have been an E. coli scare and some people ran over here and ran over there and told stories and did what they always do without maybe being fully informed. And they enjoyed talking about their sewers because, believe it or not, streets and sewers are something that get people in this town excited, which I think we should appreciate. You know, the better they're after the sewers, the streets, and the stairs than after the police and the fire, in my opinion. So we've got them right there on solid ground. So people are interested in this sewer question. But I think they're also interested in the fact that there have been some very dedicated employees working there who are part of our community for a long time. And so to take what doesn't appear like a very serious infringement, and to have 3 people now in administrative leave just... is one of those things that doesn't quite, I don't understand it. So I would just ask this council, as they continue to take the guidance from their city manager, this council should also be asking such questions, and I've talked to a couple of the council people. Are we really doing right? We have a personnel director for almost $90,000 and a city manager for over $190,000, and they're highly professional and good. So.
Thank
so
you,
these people could
up.
Retrain people who have
your time
problems.
Thank you.
And I will be checking into how much time I actually have. Do you know?
Ms. Conroy, please.
Thank you. Use your skills.
Council.
Go ahead. I just wanted to do a clarification.
Okay, do your clarification.
Thank you. I just wanted to clarify that for the 19 weeks, that amount comes up to $47,500, not $120,000. So I just wanted to clarify that. Also, the week maximum is $2,500, not $1,200.
Ms. Clay.
Just a
question. If ADEQ is saying that there's nothing wrong with the plant, it does bring up why we still have employees on admin leave. But I remember a while back, we helped out Tombstone and Douglas when they needed extra personnel on their wastewater, and we sent a grade 3 operator to help them. That's not something that they would reciprocate?
They don't have one. Tombstone does not have a grade 3 operator. That's why we sent one. I believe you said Tombstone and Douglas, did you not, Ms. Cohen?
Yes.
Thank you. Douglas, I believe they provide what we provided them was laboratory analysis and not operations analysis.
Sure, Mayor.
We actually are currently still providing a grade 3 operator for Tombstone. Our grade 3 operator is still, because of that agreement, is still providing them service, and he's also still working at the airport, because this is not a punitive thing. Tombstone does not have a grade 3 operator. There are a few grade 3 operators in Douglas. However, the nature of their plant is different. They're not experienced with the type of plant treatment process we have. Also, the permitting requirements are different. The permit that we require is very strict, which with Mr. Doyle helping out, we'll be able to take care, because he's done that for Pima County. And Pima County has not just a reclamation plant that he works at. They have so many satellite plants. They have every type of wastewater treatment plant around. Sierra Vista, we've reached out in the past for help with Sierra Vista. They've been very difficult as far as some of the treatment things and the certified operators. We have been providing all the lab assistance for the reporting for Douglas. So for me to ask a town that doesn't have the experience reporting the type of things that we need to report our stuff is, I don't think it's the best solution. Mr. Doyle came down to the plant, and he's working with our graded operator at the plant right now, with our grade 1. And there's a good chemistry there. He knows this type of plant. He hired half the people in Pima County. I believe, as an operator myself, that this is probably the best fit because of his knowledge. We've been in contact with Douglas. They have offered help. But the type of certification we need and the type of experience and the type of plant we have isn't something that Douglas has yet. They are doing an upgrade, too, that's going to take a lot of their time and energy.
Mayor?
Yes.
There were a couple of points there that I just wanted to make sure that we covered in answer to Councilman Klein's questions. The first issue, why are we continuing administrative leave? And we're doing that for several reasons. Number one, we haven't reached a conclusion yet on regulatory operation, whether or not there have been failings, whether or not there's been negligence, whether or not there are shortcomings that need to be addressed. We also have not come to conclusions yet on personnel performance, whether or not negligence from a performance standpoint is to be addressed. And there have been in the past, I know council's not aware, it's an HR matter, but there have been conflicts among the parties who work at the plant and supervise the plant. So rather than continue a volatile mix within the very environment in which we're working to study and create a baseline of information, we literally have cleared the decks so that we don't have continuing conflict. There aren't questions about operation. This kind of leads into why not go local for a grade 3 operator. We want a completely unbiased, accurate review of the performance of our plant. And so by going out of Cochise County and not using any parties that have worked at the plant before, or parties that are familiar with the professional operators in this area, We are attempting to ensure the cleanest, most unbiased evaluation of the plant that we can get. And our goal in both of these is to shorten that time, both for administrative leave as well as for the temporary employment of an outside professional, to the shortest possible time frame. And that's why we have had concurrent parallel reviews. It's why we're pushing ADEQ for fast turnaround on comments and findings. Our goal has been to compress this period of time and get a resolution, because our real interest is the rock solid, sustainable, responsible operation of the plant. So I know that this is trying for the public. I know it's certainly trying for council to have this many questions open for this long. But please bear with us. We do have the city's best interests at heart, and we have opened our entire operation up to the regulatory agencies to do their job.
Yes.
Now, couldn't we reach out to the leagues and see if, I mean, like we do when we need a city manager or other personnel like that, couldn't they help us? I'm not doubting Mr. Doyle's experience and knowledge. He appears to be very knowledgeable. I'm just really concerned that we're going to pay somebody about $47,000 for 9 hours of work a week for 19 weeks. I mean, that's just unheard of.
It is unfortunate, but I do believe it's necessary. The league doesn't have assistance for us there. I hesitate to ask ADEQ to recommend operators, and our need is urgent. If council has other recommendations at any point in time across this temporary agreement, I'm certainly happy to do research and provide feedback on what we find, but we do believe this is the best course of action.
Right. And if I could again, a local company was contacted and did provide a figure as to what it would cost for similar circumstances, and that figure was higher than Mr. Dole's.
Yes, sir, we did reach out to
a private company. It was not a formal RFP because of the timing. Mr. Dole wasn't the first person contacted.
But this is just a temporary, I mean, you said it could be a two-week thing, right? I mean, potentially.
We certainly hope that it will be that short. I can't cover all contingencies, and so the temporary part-time mechanism was the best way to limit it, and then using a contract to define what we want out of that person and the maximum amount we're willing to pay for it was the best vehicle for that.
So it's basically just a, somebody that's like a sub to make sure that the plant doesn't fall apart. We're not looking for like a superman to come in and in this amount of time. And
so we have to have a grade 3 operator or higher.
I understand that. But I don't feel like we've explored all our necessary avenues. And we just jumped into paying somebody $233 an hour technically for their work. I mean, we're paying them 4 hours of drive time.
Well, the comparative pricing we got from a private party to have them here was more. And in terms of aggregate amount and what's necessary for us to cover in terms of hours at the plant and the additional value that Mr. Doyle will bring in terms of helping us improve our plant and our process, I think all of those are very valuable, and I have to say a lot of the people who reached out to contact me were operators who had already had a relationship with the City of Bisbee. And I believe that we need, while we're going through the investigation, someone to operate the plant who has not had a relationship with the City of Bisbee.
Why?
I think for the purposes of the investigation and not knowing the personal relationships among our employees and former employees or political history or the nature of their exits from our organization. I think that those are all unknowns that could create a problem for us. So reaching out to a non-biased third party that has no connections with the city and no interest in our operation other than to help us is the best, most responsible professional move.
Further questions? Do we have a motion?
I move to approve the professional service agreement between the City of Bisbee and Jim Doyle for the police car operator grade 4.
Do we have a second? I'll second it. Ms. Coronado, please.
Councilmember Klein?
Nay.
Councilmember Hansen?
Aye.
Councilmember Davis?
Aye.
Councilmember Higgins?
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Dunn?
Aye.
Councilmember Lindstrom?
Nay.
Mayor Smith?
Aye. Motion passes 5-2. Mr. Smith, do we have a city manager's report?
Just a brief report, Mayor. Sure. I don't want to keep us too late. I just wanted to address the ongoing speculation and information that's floating around regarding the wastewater treatment plant's operation and the investigations. We've seen lots of statements in social media. We've heard of lots of information from people verbally and in the press. We're still waiting for final feedback from ADEQ. And until I have that in hand, I'm not willing to make decisions about the status of the performance of our plant. I have personal opinions, but my professional opinion is going to follow what our state and regulatory guidelines dictate. Until then, we're making the responsible and compliant operation and the provision of city services a priority. There's been a lot of focus on this and a lot of thought put into why we're doing what we're doing. So coming to you guys for approval for this contract was pretty well thought out here within the administration. Our goal is to resolve the allegations and conclude the investigation on both sides, the regulatory and the HR side, as quickly as possible. We want the city's operation to be back on a smooth track, but we're going to fully look at what has been alleged. We're going to fully look at what we get back from our regulatory agencies and respond accordingly. This is the most important infrastructure that the city operates. It's certainly the most expensive. It's something that's been the subject of financial and economic revision to try and provide relief to our city. I do think at the end, the report that council and the public receives, I believe they'll find it complete. I believe it will contain information that will very well explain what is being done and why, as well as the conclusions that we reach related to staffing and operation of the plant. So I look forward to bringing that to you as soon as possible, and I continue to beg for patience from council and the city as we attempt to conclude this responsibly.
Thank you, sir. Ms. Klein.
So we all know that it's a big day for Bisbee tomorrow, and the class reunion started last weekend, and some are carrying over, and it's so anyway, it's been fun to see a lot of friends and family come in. And so I just want to wish everybody a very happy and safe 4th of July. And because it is such a busy day for our first responders, I would just ask that everybody celebrate responsibly.
Thank you, ma'am. Well said.
Can I ask one question to the city manager since I couldn't during the report?
No.
I thought you were allowed to do that.
No.
According to the charter.
I'm sorry. It's city manager's report is no discussion, but please contact him so that you can get your question answered.
I thought I read the charter. I thought it said you can ask during any question during the city manager report. Okay.
I move that we adjourn.
We have a motion. We have a second to adjourn. All those in favor of adjournment, please signify by stating aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Please stand adjourned. Thank you.